At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David. Let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute. Let's see here. So we've got my new book, Sound Loving Relationships, is now out. You can check it out at soundlovingrelationships.com in case you're still trying to figure out how to make one work. And then we also have our open house on Sunday, August 24th here in Sausalito. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Everybody goes on the sound table. Everybody gets blessed out. And then our next semester here in person is September 2nd. And then we'll have our online program, just online, starting August 12th. We have the recording program on September 23rd. And then just did a sound bath last night. We have our Mount Shasta retreat, August 9th and 10th in Mount Shasta. And you can find that and find all of our events at soundhealingcenter.com/events. We also have our next training for voice analysis on August 17th. Okay. Cool. So today's show is about zooming out, about seeing a wider perspective and really tuning in to multiple things at once. And it's really a way of accessing higher consciousness as well. Because when you tune in to multiple things at once, your brain actually goes into a state of theta. And theta is a very
peaceful state, and also your whole brain starts working. Now, this could be like when you actually tune in to a view, right? Or sparkles on the water, right? So if you've got like a really incredible view somewhere, we love views because it's multiple things at once, and you totally go into theta when you tune into a view. In fact, nature has it down for us tuning into multiple things at once. Even just a tree is like, oh my God, it's so complex and so many things. Or even just all of the blades of grass in a field of grass, right? I mean, it's also just, looking at a bunch of flowers and a whole mountain. It's like your brain isn't looking at one thing, it's tuning into patterns. It's tuning into a whole range of things, which is more the right brain that can handle more detail. The same thing happens when you tune into all of the sounds in a mix of music. I remember when I was in high school, I used to get stoned and listen to headphones, and I would become the music. And that's probably why I became a recording engineer. And I would go into the right brain and just feel it all at once as each sound played instead of focusing on one thing at a time. This is not multitasking. This is tuning in to multiple things at once. It also happens in sound healing all of the time. Whenever you have a bowl, you've actually got the actual home note or fundamental of the bowl. Let me play it here. Okay. And then when you tap it on the side, you get the high note. So multiple things at once. Listen. Let me do it again. Listen for the low note. Hear that. And then here's the high note. Listen to both at the same time. They've even got different rhythms. This is one reason that sound healing is so effective at getting us high, because there's so much going on, the left brain can't handle it, especially if you got a whole bunch of crystal bowls or a whole bunch of instruments or just one gong. One gong's got thousands of frequencies in it, and the left brain just can't handle it. So you automatically go into the right brain where you get really high or really deep. So there's many things that can take us into this multi-awareness state. And that's what it is, where you're aware of multiple things at once. It's also when someone is doing sports, it's really, I mean, they are in such a incredible state of awareness to tune into multiple things at once. Or as a musician, you're playing your instrument, you're being creative with it, you're hearing the notes that have just played and the notes that are coming up and what's already played and all the relationship of all the other instruments in the mix. Oh my God, it is such a multi-brain awareness. It's incredible. That's why playing music, or just besides listening music, is it's even more effective, right? Now, we have done this meditation that I've shared many times, where we tune into multiple levels of gratitude by tuning into your physical heart and bringing up gratitude for your physical heart, and then feeling that gratitude through your whole body, and then noticing that bubble of gratitude not only around you, but noticing it in the whole group that's listening. So if we do this, we've got a resonant field that we've created of gratitude with everybody in the call or in a room actually running gratitude at once. But there's this massive field of gratitude on the planet. 400,000 babies born today. There's a lot of people in gratitude, and a lot of people live in gratitude in special places, right? So there's multiple levels of gratitude, and you can tune into all three levels at once, the whole planet, and then the group, and then your own gratitude. And then you go into this beautiful state, and then you find the frequency of the gratitude, and it's really, really even more powerful. Multiple things at once is really the deal. But here's what's really cool, and this is a little out there, but check it out. What about when you have a problem? When you have a problem, normally we are stuck in the prefrontal cortex, which is focused on the details, trying to figure it out and solve it. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to fix this? How am I going to fix this, right? That's often where you are in the prefrontal cortex. One thing at a time. Well, how about this? When you have a problem, if often, you know, people will try and think positive. But the problem is not going away. And it's probably going to get you in the butt. It's going to be, it's waiting there just for the right time to pop up again, right? So it doesn't really go away. So positive can be cool, but, you know, it's hard to do sometimes. Right? How about this? Instead of just focusing on one problem, think of all your problems. I know this is a little weird. Think of all your problems. And now you're already starting to go into theta because you're not focused on one thing. You're tuning into multiple things at once. But then, to make reality completely real, think of all the things you can be grateful for. If you don't have a gratitude list, you can go to the Sound of Gratitude. I've got a video where I've shared many times that where we go through all the things you can be grateful for. It's nice to have your own gratitude list as well. So now you're tuning in to all of your problems and all of the gratitude in your universe that you can come up with, which is a lot when you really get down to it, all at once. And just go, ah, it's all perfect, right? But then you can take it to another level. And that is, think of all the problems on the planet. Politics, holy moly, right? And people killing each other and wars and people starving and dying. And it's intense, right? But think of how beautiful nature is. And how much caring and kindness and love people share every day. Every day. There is so much incredible sweetness on this planet. It's unbelievable, not to mention nature itself. So tune in to all the problems on the planet and all of the beauty at once and just go, ah. The whole point is to be at peace in the midst of everything that's going on. And when you tune into multiple things at once, the left brain can't handle it. You go into the right brain, and you're totally at peace. And not only that, you now have way more capacity to deal with the problem. Because now you're activating a really creative part of your brain. So that's really cool. Multiple things at once is the deal. Now, I've got this meditation that I've shared many times on the chakra guided meditation where we tune in to all seven chakras simultaneously. Let me play this and enjoy. The whole point of this meditation, as you'll see, because I walk you through it, is to tune in to all seven chakras simultaneously. Okay. Enjoy.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root.
I forgot to mention you should be wearing headphones because you won't hear the bass of the root chakra. Grab some headphones.
Thank you.
first chakra. And second. Third chakra. Your heart chakra. Fifth chakra. All five chakras at the same time now. Chakra. tuning in to multiple things at once is so peaceful. Let's do it visually now. Pick a spot on the wall and stare at that spot. Now zoom out and see the whole room at once with your peripheral vision completely open. You've now gone into theta. The trick is, ultimately, to be able to see the forest and the trees simultaneously. A lot of people get stuck in the woods, in the tunnel. In fact, most people are stuck in the woods, in the tunnel, and find it hard to zoom out and see things from a higher perspective. And that's really the whole deal, so that you're not in a mess, right? Once you see it from a higher perspective, then it's all perfect. So there's one thing that I learned in college, actually. I did a whole project based on the Joseph Campbell's Journey of a Hero. And this is where you really zoom out and you see the whole transition, anything you go through in your life, as an actual journey with a beginning and an end. Let me show you. So here, and there's many different stories and even childhood stories and myths that are all based, even Star Wars is totally based on the hero's journey. It's exactly what they say they actually use to create all the Star Wars. And it's basically you're at home and then something happens to throw you off. You know what I mean, right? And then you go on a whole journey. Actually, this is where you start. And then it's the separation is first. And then we often refuse, and then there's some magical information we get given, and then we go into another world where we actually learn to put things in perspective, and then we return and incorporate that into our daily life. This is the most common journey that we go through all the time. We're on it right now. It's funny to look at it like, where are you in this one, in this journey, in each situation in your life? Because every situation is going to be a little bit different, right? Did I just get thrown off? Am I trying to figure it out? Or I've already figured out, put it in perspective, and on the way back, integrating it now. It's really putting things in a wider perspective, seeing the whole forest instead of where you are in the journey. And this is Joseph Campbell's. He's got a whole book called The Journey of the Hero's Journey, or I forget the exact name of it. Here it is, The Hero's Journey. Yeah. So it's really all about being able to put it in perspective. But here's what's really interesting is when you go to this place of oneness or multi mind, right? It's really just one step away from totally being one with the universe. When you're one with the universe, everybody, including myself, reports, we are everything at once. We are all. When you're one with the universe, we are all. And there's universal love there as well. So it's beautiful. And this is, what people say when they have near-death experiences and go into the light. I was one with everything. I became the whole universe. I disappeared, and I was the whole universe. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about. So you can use this experience of tuning into multiple things at once to get you to the threshold of oneness. And oneness is the whole deal.
When you're one with the universe, there's ultimate compassion is there. You love everybody. And all knowledge is there. And it's really the most beautiful, peaceful, wonderful place ever. Right? So let me do a meditation to bring you into oneness with Source or God. Okay? Okay. So imagine you've got this cosmic array of speakers in front of you, putting out all frequencies of sound there are, from the lowest to the highest. Right? And you're just sitting there letting them all come in, from the highest to the lowest and everyone in between. Be still and imagine all of these frequencies coming into your body, perfectly harmonious, like the cosmic ohm, all frequencies at once, 20,000 of them, not even counting decimal points, lots of frequencies, all frequencies of sound. Feel them all at once. Then, below sound, below 20 hertz, sound becomes rhythms. When you go below 20 hertz, we can't hear it. It's a rhythm. So it's like, na 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 Add in all rhythms of music, basically, to all frequencies of sound coming out of this cosmic array of speakers going into your body. Feel them all at once, all sound and all rhythms. Just be still and let them come in. Imagine them all there. There's a lot going on. Cosmic array of sounds and rhythms. But below the breath, there's the really slow rhythms, like the spinning of the earth, one breath in 24 hours. Feel that one. And the earth going around the sun, one breath in 365 days. Got to be still to feel that. Add it in to this cosmic array. And then there's the precession of the equinoxes. It's the tilting of the earth in relation to the stars, and it's got a cycle of 26,000 years. It's the Mayan calendar, and we just completed it in 2012. Imagine that breath, 26,000 years. Got to be still. Feel it. Add it in. And then there's the sun going around the Milky Way in 200 million years. Oh my God, how still you got to be to feel that one. And then the Milky Way is going around something else in a trillion years. It's like the lowest frequency we know of. The Big Bang's probably even slower. So we got the Milky Way going around whatever it's going around, the sun going around the Milky Way, the precession of the equinoxes, we got the earth going around the sun, the earth spinning, the breath, all the other faster rhythms, all of the sounds, all the way up to the frequency of light, really fast vibration, really fast, right? Imagine all of the colors and of light in there and add them in. So we got that. The really high frequencies, fast frequencies. Then there's the atom. Oh my God, it's so fast. And the electrons going around it, it's like unbelievably fast. And then there's the quark even faster. They say that matter goes in and out of reality 600 billion times a second. It's like the fastest frequency we know of, 600 billion times a second. So now we've got all frequencies in the universe, the fastest, 600 billion, all the way down to the movement of the galaxies in Big Bang, and every frequency in between. Feel them all coming out of this cosmic array of speakers. Just be still and tune into all of them at once. Now, bring all of these frequencies into your body, because we are a hologram of the whole universe. We are all frequencies of the universe. Feel them all frequencies in the universe, as you inside your body. And all of us are all frequencies in the universe. So in this place, we're all one. This is Source. We are all one. And there's universal love here. From this perspective, the illusion of separation and individuality just seems silly. It's really the most beautiful place to be in vibration. To play a crystal ball or any frequency would bring us down. There's nothing better than all frequencies. It's just so still and peaceful and expansive and heart-opening. It's all here. So the trick is to use this multiple things at once to lead you to the threshold of oneness in the universe, and then just go over the edge. A lot of people, most people I should say, have never experienced oneness in the universe. It's a profound experience, especially when you see that every single person on the planet is part of you. It's unbelievable, right? So this is a really important piece of homework. There's a lot of meditations on YouTube on how to do it, and you could just do the meditation of tuning into multiple things at once, but keep practicing it until you open up that portal where you're one with the universe. Because once you got that down, it's like where all information in the universe is. No more classes, no more podcasts. You got it all, right? It's really the whole deal. So what I've realized is this is really important to teach the kids. Multi-sensory awareness at once. Because, again, it can lead you to that opening. Oh, there's one other thing I should say. You can also use your rhythm of theta. I've talked about finding your home note. Well, if you use theta tuned to your home note and use binaural beats tuned to you, theta is the state you're in when you're one with the universe, mostly. So you can use that rhythm of you to help you get there as well. Okay. But really, this is what the kids need to know. And with our program that we've created, we got 2,500 exercises for the kids. We're creating many exercises that have the kids tune in to multi-sensory things at once. Let me give you an example. So we have the exercise where the kids actually do body percussion. Ooh, oh, ah, ooh, ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, oh, ah, oh, right? And we get it very complex where we can have five spots on the body. Ooh, oh, oh, ah, right? And then we say, look, here's a flower with five petals. And then we do eight spots on the body. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh. And we say, look, here's a flower with eight petals. So we're already showing the patterns in nature while tapping them on the body. Multiple things at once, right? But then what we do is we use a circle to show these different rhythms. Let me show you. Okay. So here is an example of a circle with just four. Okay, so we can do four. We can do four with subdivisions too. So we can go like ooh, ooh, oh, ah, ooh, ooh, oh, ah. That's 1, 1, 2, 3. Or we could do 1, 2, 1, 2. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, right. And then on the circle we could do ooh, oh, ah, ooh. Ooh, oh, ah, ooh. So we can map out all these different divisions into different subdivisions. Now here's a 6-point circle instead of four. But see, when you connect the dots on the circle, you start to get very detailed geometries. And what we know is if you connect the, and here's a 5-dot circle, right? So we could do ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ah, ooh, or ta, na, ta, na, ka, and different spots on the body as well, right? But then, if you connect all of the dots on an 8-dot circle and a 10-dot circle, you do get every sacred geometry in the world. So after actually having these kids actually do this body percussion with detailed spots on a circle, even to their own rhythm of their metabolism, where they feel their heartbeat, and even to the rhythm of the Schumann resonance, so they get tapped into nature. So they do this for even a few years. They do this really detailed body percussion, and we see the numbers of these in nature, but then we show them every sacred geometry in the universe and the meaning of those sacred geometries. And we've got a whole course on the meaning of everything from the flower of life to an octahedron, dodecahedron, I mean, all the different geometries that make up our universe, which are in nature as the marching orders, right? So now they're seeing the universe from multiple perspectives. And now it's like, it's never boring. It's never boring when you look at things from multiple perspectives. When you learn to be able to zoom in and then zoom out and not get lost, that's the deal. But you know what? This is really the most important for all of us, to be able to see things from a wider perspective. When you see things from a wider perspective, you're not stuck on the treadmill. And there's many things you can do to do this. One is, it's small. our problems are small. It's no big deal compared to all the love and light on the planet. You know, all of that anxiety and depression, it's all a small deal compared to love. It's all small. Make it small. Zoom out, right? Or, here's the best one of all. It's all for our growth. It's all perfect. It's really about growing and expanding. And as I just said in the previous show, it's all planned. It's all planned out from when we're born. For all, they say, if your plan for your lifetime is just complete harmony, you're not going to learn anything. You're not going to grow. You're not going to get to the next level of consciousness very fast at all. You'll be happy, but you aren't going anywhere. Whereas the more challenges you have in this lifetime, the more you're going to ascend to the next level. Sometimes they might be a little too much. You might have to deal with it next lifetime. But they're going to keep coming until we put them in perspective. Tom Kenyon said that when we had the nuclear reactor in Japan, when it spilled everything, he said it was one of the biggest heart openings we've had in many years because people got scared. When they said that World War II was the biggest heart opening we've ever had because 300 million people died. Right? And so many people knew people that were hurt. So many people's hearts were blown wide open. You could look at the politics right now. It's completely bringing things up to be healed. It's all perfect. And when you can zoom out and see things from a wider view, then you're not in it. And that's one step from being connected to Source, where it's the widest view of all. I can't wait till we have kids. I mean, most people can't keep track of the forest and the trees. Most people are in the forest just trying to make their way like lost in a tunnel, right? And sometimes we see the wider perspective. It's not that big a deal. It's like we don't, though. And the whole trick is for every single problem, how can you zoom out and see it from a wider perspective? With emotions we talked about last week or a couple weeks ago, name it to tame it. So when you see your emotions from a wider perspective, you're not in them. It's really about being the witness. The witness can see it all at once. And then, ultimately, and this is what I'm just learning, when you can see the wider perspective and you're one with the universe, how can you make changes based on God's will? Because commonly people can make changes when they're in this state. They learn how to do it, and they can be very powerful and mess things up. But the trick is to do it in alignment with Source. What's the best thing for the whole planet? And that's tricky. But when finally, ultimately, you start getting downloads and your intuition opens up and you're completely guided. And that's really cool when that starts kicking in. What we're working on is technologies that will map out people that are with EEG and EKG. We can map where you're at frequency-wise on all the lobes of the brain and the rhythm of the heart and everything, and then take that map and apply it to someone that's never been one with the universe. And then, as I've mentioned, Jeffrey Martin has frequencies he can play on microtubules that will bring you into oneness in a lab every time. So really, this is the whole problem that we're headed for. Kind of the best problem ever. When you're one with the universe, why get out of bed? I mean, if you're in universal love and oneness, why go to work? And people can easily become homeless. I mean, Eckhart Tolle was homeless for the first, year when he was awakened into this oneness. It's really kind of a problem. So Jeffrey Martin actually has classes on how to incorporate oneness into your daily life. The trick is to be able to activate the left brain while in the right brain at the same time, to do the thinking from this perspective of wholeness. That's really cool. Ultimately, though, when your guides kick in, that's the best. And you're totally guided. Like, I learned how to be one with the universe probably about 7 or 8 years ago was my first time. Now I can do it quite easily. And only just in the last year have I started getting really a lot of downloads and guidance. So there's kind of this interim period where you're one with the universe, but you're still not getting guidance. And you just got to work your left brain and the logical mind and see, okay, what feels right based on what makes sense and the truth for you. So imagine everybody on the planet, one with the universe and all frequencies at the same time, and everybody sees, again, we're all one. And all knowledge is there all the time. And there's universal love in everybody's hearts across the whole planet. Feel that and hold that energy for the rest of the evening, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. Thank you.